Praise the Lord. We have our youngest daughter. You want to go ahead and bring her deal up, brother? We're going to tell you, just take you there a little bit this morning for about 10 minutes to Guatemala and Honduras and wherever we've been since this year. It's been about 3 years or more since I've been here. So we've done a lot in 3 years. We can't cover all that, but we can start from January. And our youngest daughter, Ziona, is with us, and that is who we are right now. We had 7 children. We're down to 1. Praise God. Getting real close to that empty nest syndrome. Our second to the youngest son graduated a week ago, Friday. And so we have our grandson with us today. He's probably in children's church. We have a 10-year-old grandson with us. So God's been good to us over the years. And we are with OBI Guatemala, and I notice a lot of OBI graduates here. In fact, we have several over here that was in some of my classes years ago. And Sister Priscilla Hossman's actually been down to the mission work with us in Guatemala. So we have quite a connection. Of course, went to school with your pastor and his wife years ago. But we are running the Bible school in Guatemala for OBI, and we're going to go with the next slide, brother. We had 29 students. Can everybody see pretty good? Let me get out the way here. We have 29 students this semester, spring semester, which is up a little bit. We usually have been averaging around 20, but 6 of these young people will be graduating next Saturday. I'll be going down this Thursday, and that'll be the first graduation this year. We have 2 graduations a year. We've been averaging about 15 graduating every year for the last 7 years. So we sent out 100 into the ministry since we've been doing the work for 7 years. This is our 31st year of operation, and well over 800 graduates have gone out into the ministry from this Bible school throughout Central America. Next slide, brother. They go to class from 8:30 to 12:30. 6 days a week for 15 weeks. Each day we have a different pastor come in and teach. This is Pastor Giovanni. He graduated from the school in the late 80s, and he's one of our teachers, pastors of church there locally. I teach when we're down there in the spring semester. This semester I taught them Greek and Spanish on Saturdays. That was a challenge for me to be thinking in English, talking in Spanish, teaching Greek. But it was amazing to see the interest that these young people had. Of course, we make them all go to it. And about a dozen of them really got a hold of that, and they was knocking on my door late in the evening. You know, I asked, Brother Pennington, how do you pronounce this Greek word? I want to use it in my 6:45 devotion in the morning, you know. So it was interesting. But in the afternoons then, 5 days a week, going to go to the next slide, brother. They go out on evangelism. We take them out, and each day we have divided them into 2 groups. And each day, one group goes out from Tuesday to Saturday, actually. I took them out on Saturdays. And just to let you know, we see about 700 people accept the Lord a year through these efforts. And we use about 7,000 tracts a year. The last time I took them on evangelism, that was the last weekend in March, we had 19 people get on their knees and accept Jesus for their Savior in a dump. And these were very poor people. But anyhow, we go to a lot of different areas. So it's called School of Evangelism, and we put them out on the workforce. All right, next slide, brother. God helped us be able to buy a pickup. Somebody in Texas gave us some money, and we was down to 1 15-passenger Dodge van in 1985. It got about 8 miles to the gallon, and it's 35-gallon tank. I was glad to come to America and only pay $3.69 for gas. We pay over $5 a gallon in Guatemala. So it was costing us $150 a week to fill that van up, and now we got this little truck. It's a lifesaver. Next slide, brother. Just some uses of it. We go up in the mountains when we have smaller groups, and then I was kind of in Spanish mode there. I didn't spell mountain right, okay, but I'll try to fix that. We go to the market every Monday and fill it up full of fruits and vegetables for the people. And then we also are involved in several different construction projects in this little truck, coming handy, loading up scaffolding, ladders, and everything. I also took 18 young men to the top of a volcano in this truck. We had 5 in the cab and 13 in the bed. Amen. Next slide. There's a little ranchito, a little gathering area out back there that needed a new palm leaf roof, so we was able to do that in March. Next slide. This is one of our churches. We have three churches now connected with the Bible school, one on campus, and our national director, Juan Carlos Hernandez, is a pastor of that church. This is a church in Villahermosa, just a town next to where the Bible school is. And over the last 5 years, we have built this church, and this is our new pastor. And I just got a call Friday night while I was here. Our secretary called. They have service on Friday night, and right when they was in prayer time before church, four men with guns came in and held this pastor here at gunpoint and robbed our PA system and our electric piano. So really pray for this pastor. I mean, he's a 1988 graduate. Him and his wife both graduated from the Bible school, but they have been pastoring this church for just a couple months. I think we installed them the first Sunday in March. So anyhow, that I'm sure that was devastating for him. I mean, I would hate for somebody to come in here and hold your pastor at gunpoint and steal your PA system. Amen. So anyhow, I'm going down this Thursday and pray that we'll be able to comfort them and help them and possibly get them another PA system. Amen. All right, next slide. Also at this church in Villahermosa, they got a new paint job, brother. These people came from Independence, Iowa. It's a three-level church, and you see it's pretty high. We had to get scaffold out, and they painted the interior, the second level. Next slide, brother. That's Pastor or Brother Kent Young and his son Daniel. And a young lady from their church, Darcy, from Brother Hill's church in Independence, Iowa. We're thankful they came down, helped us get a new paint job on this church. Amen. And the next slide. We went to a minister's conference in Escuintla. We make a habit of going out and promoting the school, different areas where the graduates have gone out and started work. The founder of this group of churches, about 85 churches, is an 85 graduate of the Bible school. They got about 85 churches. Five of those churches are being pastored by recent graduates of the Bible school since we've taken it over. So we went to this pastor's conference. I appreciate the founder here. I don't have a picture of him, but he pastors a church in San Lucas, Taliman, of 500. And they're building a sanctuary to seat 2,500. The thing I like about it is it's next to a Mormon church that runs 30. Woo! Hallelujah. I like a Pentecostal church of 500 next to a Mormon church of 30. Glory to God. All right. We took a trip to Honduras a week there. Next slide, brother. And, this is one of those churches, Pastor Juan Carlos Aliman, a guy in an orange shirt. He graduated in 05. And he lives next to the ocean, and they like to take us out and try to get some meat for the school. Next slide, brother. All you fishermen. And we caught 12 of these black tunas, about 5 pounds apiece. And we filleted them up and got two fish fries for the school. Amen. And, of course, sometimes we catch more fish. A year ago, we went out, we caught 330. But it was a net fishing. This here was more of the sportsman type where you just drag a hook behind you on a boat and you don't have any pole. You just got the line, okay? And then whenever one gets on, whoo, you got to slow her down and then you start hand over hand and get the thing in, you know. But it's pretty interesting. So anyhow, we do get to have some fun. Amen. Next slide, brother. This is where we went to Honduras, and we spent about a week up there visiting several. We actually went to 12 different places. We had 8 different services and visited with about 9 different graduates of the Bible school. I felt like I was in the book of Acts here. This is Corinth, Honduras, Philadelphia Church. The pastor's name was Luke. Here we are, altar service, a couple hundred people there. Really had a powerful time. And next slide, we'll just get you through this pretty quick. This is in Yohoa, Honduras, next to a lake. Pastor Adolfo Chavez, he has 2 different radio stations. Next slide. He has a radio station at his church. This is the other radio station in Siguatepeque. And we are on the radio in Guatemala in a group of radio stations called Radio VEA, which is Evangelical Voice of America. We're on 135 stations, 5 days a week, half-hour broadcast, costs $12 a day. And we're working with this brother here to be able to email our broadcast to him, and he can put them on his two radio stations. Amen? So pray that that'll work out for us. Next slide. We went up in the mountains here to Tableros, Honduras. And this is Pastor Flores and his family way up in the mountains. Little church there. You wouldn't think there'd be 50 people in the village that night. Next slide. Was women's night. Now, these people go to church 6 nights a week, folks. Every week, and none of them miss. This was women's night, and the women were in charge of the service. They all had their yellow blouses and their white skirts on, and they led the singing. They took the offering. They led testimony, did the whole 9 yards except for preaching. And what a powerful time. And there was about 130 people in this service in this little village there. Next slide. And then this some things of interest in this place. There's a pastor. He's a tailor. He makes pants on an old treadle sewing machine. And he makes a mean pair of breeches. I mean, them things, they was quality. And then look how tall the doors are. Brother Taylor here would have a hard time, amen. I'm not that tall, but I kept hitting my head. I mean, every house in this village, their doors was that height right there. It was something else. I banged my head about 5 or 6 times in that, just in a couple of days. And then, this is a truck taxi in the bottom picture there. This truck passed. I thought it was full, but then they stopped down the hill there, and I zoomed in on my camera. They stopped to get 4 more guys on there, so. It's not against the law to ride in the back of a pickup in Honduras or Guatemala for that matter. Amen. Next slide. We went across the hill there to another pastor. This is Pastor Flores, a cousin of the original pastor. And this was Friday night men's night. They have service 6 nights a week as well. And the men in their blue shirts are up there singing. And during his service, I kept hearing a clank, 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 like a metal hitting. And I kept watching the drummer, but he wasn't hitting anything. So anyhow, I zoomed in. Next slide. On this old guy here, he had a... I guess it was a centerpiece of an old semi-trailer tire, and he had made an instrument out of that. He had strapped it on his arm, and he was beating it with the little donger thing here to keep a time during service, you know. Anyhow, I hooked up with him after church. We was drinking a Coke in a store next door, and I got a picture of him playing it there. And, well, I want you to look at his Bible, amen. It's all duct taped and dog-eared, and he carries in that little bag there. And, I mean, this guy's a saint of God, amen, and goes to church 6 nights a week and plays his hubcap, amen. Just bring a hubcap to church, you can do something for God, amen. Hey, we get to go to heaven with people like this. I wish he was here and you could feel his spirit. I mean, this guy, he was just jubilant to be able to come worship the Lord. All right, next service, or next slide. This brother here, Pastor Daniel Disqua. Graduated in 98. That's the picture of his graduation. You see Sister Smith down there in the bottom? That's him singing. And then the lady next to him facing the crowd, that's Sister Grace Smith. And 17 graduates in this class, 13 of them are in full-time ministry right now. I could go through and name every one of them. The big guy in the back, that's Gadang Athian. He's in Africa now. And so anyhow, they do. Now, this is a village where Brother Disqua was from. It was about 22 kilometers down a gravel road. And that's the oldest house in the village. That was it's that house he's standing in front of with his family there. It's 250 years old. It's got about 4 foot thick adobe walls. It's right next to the Catholic Church. There was no evangelical church when he left to go to Bible school 13 years ago. Next slide. He went back, started one. The Catholic Church runs about 20. He's got 85 in his church in this little village. And that's his church. They was training 60 people there on a Saturday morning when we visited him. We didn't have a service here. We just stopped there and talked to these people that was taking Bible studies. So praise God. Amen. There's the work's going on. Amen. In the mountains of Honduras. Next slide. This is up in Cosecha, Jutiapa, Honduras. And this is a way up there, almost to the edge of the wilderness, you know, where you just keep going and going and going. But anyhow, Pastor Marvin Olivas graduated in 1985. Next slide. Went next morning, went to this, another church in that town. Well, that was on Saturday night. This is Sunday night. We're at Pastor Francisco Ramos. He's on the front row all the way to the right. And his wife is sitting on his, on your left, I guess. She got her hand in the air. She's from Guatemala and he's from Honduras. They've been pastoring 14 years there and got a great church. Next slide. Preached in a Presbyterian church. Never have before. That's my first time preaching in a Presbyterian church. But it's a Reformed Presbyterian church and they're backers of the Bible school. They have received some of our students to work there with them over the years. Pastor Esteban Rivera. And the wonderful time there. Next slide. And we're about to wrap it up here. Guatemala has a different demographic. Actually, all of Central America, I think, if you've been down